Harper Audio presents The Great Halifax Explosion by John U. Bacon. Read by Johnny Heller. Part 1. A Forgotten Story. Chapter 1. A Century of Gratitude. On Thursday, December 1st, 2016, the people of Boston suffered through a drizzly day, with temperatures in the 40s, neither fall nor winter, the kind of cold that gets deep in your bones and stays there. At 8 p.m., 15,000 hearty souls left their warm, dry offices and homes to crowd around the stage in the center of Boston Common, the nation's oldest city park, dating back to 1634. They were waiting for the mayor of Boston, the premier of Nova Scotia, the Canadian Mounted Police, and Santa Claus himself, to turn on the 15,000 lights draped on the 47-foot white spruce Christmas tree, a perfect specimen, and brighten the dark, foggy gloom. When the crowd finished counting down, the people backstage flipped the switch and set off fireworks, and the crowd cheered as though relief had been delivered. Every year, the Nova Scotia Department of Natural Resources sends scouts across the province to locate the best tree. They found the 2016 winner in Sydney, Nova Scotia, but it was unusual because it came from public lands instead of being donated by private citizens who compete for the honor of having their tree selected. After a tree-cutting ceremony, they load it on a big flatbed truck, strap it down, and ship it to Halifax for a send-off parade, then pin a provincial flag on both sides so fellow travelers along the three-day, 660-mile journey to Boston nowhere came from. The tree even comes with a band of dignitaries.